With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to Comic Confidential, the show where we bring you the very best in superhero and pop culture entertainment. My name is Troy, and today I'm joined again by the wonderful, the talented Rachel.
Oh, thank you.
I was trying to think of a third thing.
Wonderful and talented is enough.
Wonderful and talented is good, but imagine three. Imagine three really nice compliments right off the top of the bat.
I would never expect that of you.
True. You're lucky to get two, I suppose.
Yeah.
So, hey, look, just before we get started with today's episode and stuff like that, I just want to draw your attention to the bowl that is on the table.
Yes.
And you'll notice that I have not done this. I didn't lay out like lollies for you. That was my partner, Christina, has done that so graciously for you.
Yes.
However, you'll notice that there's Milko Chews.
Yes.
Which are good.
Mm-hmm.
Sherbys, which I love.
Yes.
And Red Rippers.
I'm so disappointed by this.
What do you think about Red Rippers?
I feel like...
For those of you who don't know, Rippers are bloody Redskins, aren't they?
Yeah, they're Redskins.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually didn't notice that they had changed the name until you just pointed it out. Like, I heard about the name change, and it's the first time I'm seeing it, and it's a little jarring.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just not the same.
It's not.
I mean, I get it. And this isn't going to be the first controversial thing that happens in today's episode, let me tell you.
Oh, dang.
Already, as
oh,
a little bit of a precursor to one of my picks to come later. There's some controversy will abound, but
right.
I think we should, I feel like we probably could have just stayed with Redskins for this one, but I get it. I mean, I guess I get it.
I get it. Also, So the insensitivity is based around Native Americans, and it's an Australian lolly. So
yeah, I mean that's fair. If you're going to change your name,
yeah,
just bloody go all out and call it Red Rockets.
Oh my god!
Just like the dog penises.
Wow.
I mean, you may as well, right?
I would still eat them though.
Well, we all would.
Yeah. Well, these Red Rockets are delicious.
Anyway. Moving very quickly along, I just wanted to bring that to your attention and see how you've thought about the name Red Rippers. Something has been taking the internet by storm over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, yes, is it in line with the release of, you know, the ninth Fast and Furious movie? Sure. But is it also exactly in line with the episode that we dropped talking about how excellent all the Fast and Furious movies are? Yes, also.
Yes.
Yes.
All the yes.
So what I'm talking about, of course, is the latest meme sensation, the Vin Diesel family memes.
Yes.
Which just won't fucking stop.
Please make them stop.
I'm very torn myself. We'll see how I actually am by the time this episode drops. I might have actually shot myself.
Guys, he has a weapon too.
Yeah. But this this whole thing in relation to these family memes, they have just been coming out thick and fast. And they are, for the most part, incredible. I keep thinking that, you know, I want to stop posting them because, yes, I post them myself.
Yeah.
I want to stop posting them because, you know, kind of like, yeah, sure, it's probably enough.
Mm.
But then you just see another one and you're like, oh my God, that's great. That's so good.
Yeah. I'm just grateful for... the reprieve from the Anakin and Padme meme.
Yeah, sure. And it's just a flavor of the month.
Yeah.
And as memes do, it will have a 2-week shelf life.
Yeah.
And something else will pop up and it'll die and we'll be fine. But what we thought we would do is we would take this opportunity to take the theme of this terrific meme, which is, of course, family.
Yeah.
And talk about the best families in pop culture. So TV, movies, wherever.
Sure.
Pretty much it's probably going to be mostly TV and movies. I don't know how your list
works. I don't have any books or comics.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, technically not. I mean, I could, but whatever.
Sure, yeah. Look, basically it's just going to be listing off the TV and movie families that we think are the best. Now, whether that's the best for you, it's a family you want to be in, or whether the best because they're like the coolest family.
Yeah, yeah. Or just like they're just iconic.
But they're just iconic. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like just a family that that you cannot have a family list about
without
having that family on there.
You got to stick them on there.
You got to stick them on there. So, mate, we may as well just get right into it.
Yes.
Best TV and movie families, or best families in pop culture. We'll figure it out when this goes to air.
Sure.
We'll have it done then.
We'll just call it family.
We'll just call it family. That's the episode will be titled Family. What is your first pick?
The Addams Family.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, they are, you know, they're creepy.
They're kooky.
They're altogether rooky.
This mysterious? Is that a thing?
Mysterious and spooky, yeah. Yeah. The Addams Family.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
They are definitely all of those things.
They are. I like them because, like, everybody talks about Morticia and Gomez.
Yep.
Couple goals. Really? Yeah, well, they love each other so dearly.
Sure, okay, that's fine.
They love each other so dearly. And yep. What I like about the Addams Family is that, like, they don't discriminate. They'll have a hairy thing and call it cousin.
I think it might actually be their cousin.
Sure, whatever. But they still accept that cousin.
Exactly. That's, you know, they're open to that whole thing.
They've just got a severed hand in their family.
Yeah.
They'll accept anyone. I love it.
What's the hand called?
Thing.
Thing, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, look, Addams Family been around for a long time.
Long time. They're so many iterations in television and film and even the cartoon now.
Yep, new film coming.
Yeah.
With we don't know who.
I can't remember.
I think the only person that I remember seeing that they have cast is Wednesday, and I don't know who it is. Like, oh. I mean, I know who it is, but I don't know who that person is.
Oh, okay.
So I can't recall their name right now because I don't care about them enough yet.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not Paul Rudd. I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, Paul Rudd. It's not Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd is not in this movie.
No.
So, the Addams Family. Is this a family you would want to be a part of?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. But, like, I wouldn't be mad if that were my family. I think if I were born into that family, I would kind of be proud. But it's not one that I'm like, oh, I wish that were my family.
Yeah, true.
You know, because my family's pretty wicked.
Yeah. I mean, you know? I've met them. No, they're pretty good.
You met some of them.
I mean, sure.
I've got a huge family.
I mean, I've met the ones that live in your direct house.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
The rest of them, no. Haven't met any of them. I'm sure they're great.
Yeah.
Do any of them live in a spooky bloody mansion?
No.
No.
Oh, sad. Oh, well. Sad times.
Points lost.
I know.
Look, I'm going to get my first pick
just
out of the way.
Go for it.
You knew this was coming.
Oh, here we go.
You knew this had to happen as soon as we mentioned the word family.
I'm really scared.
As soon as we mentioned the word Vin Diesel in a meme, and I'm not going to talk about it for too long because I know I've spoken about the Fast and Furious for what seems like months now, but of course I'm talking about the extended Toretto family.
Yeah.
And the whole reason this episode exists.
Sure.
Based on these family memes. We're talking Dom.
Yeah.
Mia.
Mm-hmm.
Letty.
Mm-hmm.
Vince.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse.
Yeah.
Then it just keeps extending and growing. Sure. There's Brian. Yeah. There's Roman. Tej. Ramsey.
Yeah.
Tej. Ugh, I can never say it.
Tej.
No, it's definitely like it's Tej.
Tej.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I've literally just watched 9 of these movies over the course of the last month.
You're fairly confident.
I'm pretty sure it's Tej. Okay. Giselle, Han, if I didn't say him already. So just look, I mean, basically, what don't you get with this family? You know what I mean? You get action, you get adrenaline, you get barbecues, you get fast cars, you get Coronas only. It's the only beer you're allowed to have.
It's the only one.
It's a Corona. You get Black Ops, government missions, bulk DVD players.
I mean,
if that's your thing.
What else could you possibly
want? Mysterious brothers, people that die but then come back from the dead. Literally, the family is like, it's like living amongst a soap opera, but a soap opera on steroids.
Yeah.
And that's a family like that I really want to be a part of.
Badass.
And no one's actually related other than Dom and Mia.
So do
literally the only two people.
Do you want to be in the family?
Hell yes, I do.
Okay.
How could you not want to be in that family? Even like think about even their worst enemies, like Deckard Shaw.
Sure.
Jason Statham.
Yeah. No, you don't need to clarify.
Okay,
I know
sure.
Who they
sure,
are.
Sure. Okay. Even like Hobbs.
Yeah.
You know, someone that was chasing them down.
Mm.
Immediately taken into the family as like a member. Yeah. Just because, you know, they do one thing and Dom calls him brother or something. You know what I mean? It's great.
It's powerful.
All you have to do is basically just, you know, save Dom's ass and you're in that family for life. And you know you're in that family for life.
It's almost like a cult.
And then if you're friends with any one of those other people, I said I wouldn't talk about this for long, but here we are. if you're friends with any of those other people, like if you're friends with like Sean was friends with Brian, Sean was friends with Han in Tokyo Drift, then you're immediately in the family.
Your family.
Anyway, let's move on. The Toretto family, the extended Toretto family.
We got it out of the way.
We did. We had to.
Yeah.
It had to happen.
Yeah.
And I promise next week I'm going to make a bloody effort to not talk about the Fast and the Furious somehow. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
What's your next pick?
The Weasleys.
Of course the Weasleys.
Yeah.
We all knew this was coming.
Of course. From Harry Potter. You know, there's...
Say it properly, please.
Harry Potter.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So sorry, the disrespect. But there's, okay, so they have seven children, Molly and Arthur, and their seven children.
Damn, they have seven.
Mm.
Name them. Ginny, Ron.
Ginny, Ron, Fred, George. Percy.
No.
Charlie.
Nope.
And Bill.
Why don't you hear about those three?
So Percy is in the movies.
Okay.
He's the one.
And Percy Jackson.
Percy Weasley.
Okay, fine.
Yep. He's like the prefect in the first couple of movies. Oh, which you didn't watch the first couple of movies, did you?
No, I have seen them.
Oh, you've seen them.
I've seen them once and in their time.
Well, he's like a prefect and then he comes back in the final film because he kind of joined the ministry and he a little bit betrayed the family. It's fine. He makes up for it. He comes back. He fights with them. Charlie, he's the one
Is he a redhead?
They all are.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Charlie is the one who brought all the dragons to the Goblet of Fire Triwizard Tournament.
Sure, yeah.
So, because he works with dragons in Romania.
Yep.
He must
have only just popped in.
Here's
some dragons.
Well, you don't actually see him. You only see him in a photo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Even less. And then Bill is in the final two films.
Okay.
And he marries Fleur, the chick from...
I think I remember
the fourth film. Yeah.
Yep. Cool.
Yeah.
So what is it about the Weasleys? Just
they're
iconic?
Like, they're just the definition of like poor but happy.
Poor but happy.
Yeah. They're always there for one another. You know, like they adopt Harry into their little love bubble and they've got their beautiful little Christmas traditions where, you know, Molly knits a sweater for everybody and she's cooking all these home cooked meals. They are just homely people. And I just want to squeeze all of them. They are parents who would do anything for their kids. They're humble and amazing. And I love them. That's a family I want to be part of.
Not like the bloody Dursleys.
No, fuck those guys.
Fuck the Dursleys.
Yeah.
Well, look, that's a pretty good pick because you're right. They are poor.
Yeah.
But they're all very happy. Yeah. They're also wizards.
Yeah.
Can't you just magic money?
No.
Or
you
is
can't
it like
just...
against the law?
I would assume that it's against the law. You can't just magic money, but what Molly does, because she's so resourceful, is she magics food. Like she can extend food and make it go further to feed her family, even though they're really, really poor.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of the stuff that she does magically within the home, you know, helping her with the cooking and the cleaning and everything. She's got this really wicked magic clock, but it doesn't tell you the time. It tells you where everybody is.
Oh, yes, of course.
And they've each got like a little spoon with their face on it and it turns to where they are at the time. She's even got one that like an option that says mortal danger, says jail, which I'm pretty sure she only put on there because of Fred and George.
Probably.
Yeah. But as of an interesting fact is that as of the end of the fourth film when Voldemort comes back, they all just get stuck on mortal danger and they never move.
Never again.
Mm.
Wow. And one of them dies. What happens then? Doesn't one of them die?
Yeah,
one of the twins dies.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say what the clock does.
Come on, man! I want some bloody insider information here.
I'm sorry, it doesn't address what the clock does.
Well, bullshit. I'm sure. I'm calling bullshit Jesus. On all of this.
Ask J.K. Rowling. I'm sure she knows.
I'm going to bloody text her.
If she doesn't know, she'll make something
up. I'm going to tweet her. And all she'll do is, no, I'm not going there. Disregard. Let's move on. Okay, yeah. So I'm going to look, a lot of my picks have come from the realms of TV.
Okay.
I've got a couple of, a couple of movie ones. The Toretto Extended Family.
Of course.
We just spoke about them.
Yes.
I could keep going if you
Please,
want me to.
No, I'd okay. rather you didn't.
Okay, that's fine. but the one that I want to talk about is next. It's from TV. Mm-hmm. It's from a show that ran from 1990 to 1996.
God.
It was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Birthed one of the biggest superstars in the world.
Wow.
Talking about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I'm talking about the Banksises.
Oh, the Banksises.
The Banksy, if they're singular.
Banksy.
The Banksy. This is Banksy. So, yeah, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Obviously, Will Smith.
Yeah.
In, West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Yeah.
He spent most of his days on a playground, I think.
Yeah.
And then anyway, he ends up in Bel-Air.
Yeah.
With his rich, bloody uncle, Philip Banks.
I like this family.
Played amazingly by James Avery, who tragically passed away a couple of years back.
Mm.
But the fact that, they, apart from kind of the, some of the siblings, like say Vanessa, Carlton, obviously, except later on, obviously they all come
together.
To love each other. Yeah,
they
exactly.
grow together.
But initially, like, they're so welcoming, especially Aunt Viv, who is played by two different ladies over the course of the show.
We don't talk about it.
We don't talk about the Aunt Viv controversy. But just the way that they are so, they're so willingly, accepting, and obviously, like, yes, even though they are obviously quite successful and quite rich, and they do live in Bel Air, all that sort of stuff, they still know how to have a good time.
Mm.
They're not above it all.
No.
And they're definitely accepting of Will and, all his flaws and problems and all that sort of stuff.
And they just want the best for him, which
exactly.
I think is great.
And just out of the fact that just where he was growing up, it was dangerous, it was shit.
Yep.
And he got sent out there and they're just like, you know what? Fuck it.
Mm.
You're one of us. Whatever you need, done. Yep. And the relationship he then sustains with, the younger sister Ashley and Carlton and all of these things,
No, it's great. I love about that. Everybody talks about the scene where he breaks down because his dad didn't want him.
Yep.
But what stood out most to me in that moment was Phil stepping in.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And they have that beautiful hug and it's like, you don't need him. Your dad's right here.
Yeah. So I think, even if you, like, this is a family that's so successful that they obviously have a butler, but even the butler is effectively treated like, one of the family as well. So a cool family.
Yeah.
Super rich, sure. Yeah. Not going to have any troubles, sure.
Mm.
Not troubles, like, financially, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But, just good vibes.
Yeah.
Good vibes all around.
Good vibes only for the Banksy.
Good vibes only. Your pick, what have you got?
So, I've gone with another super obvious, super iconic one.
Sure.
That we would be completely remiss if we didn't mention them.
Absolutely.
The Simpsons.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course. They've been around forever. I think, 35 years or something ridiculous like that?
It is. They debuted in 1989.
Oh, okay. So,
it's like 32 years.
32 years.
It's insane. Yeah. 32 years, they have had some absolutely, like 32 seasons of a show, 730 plus episodes.
Yeah.
I don't know that just off the top of my head. I have that in front of me just so.
Very
that.
Good.
But yeah, they have.
No, I just took you for a Simpsons nerd and I was, I'm all about that, baby.
But they've been going for like just decades,
yeah.
decades. And yes, as far as the show itself goes, yes, the quality kind of, has dropped.
Yeah.
Post season 10 or whatever.
As you would expect.
But it's not about that.
No.
It's not about how good the show is.
No.
It's about how good the family is.
That's right.
And
the family's
terrific.
And with the Simpsons, like, they are all severely flawed people. Every one of them. Even Maggie.
Sure.
She's a damn murderer.
She is a murderer.
Convicted. But, at the end of the day, when you've been watching a family for 33 years, there has to be something there that keeps you going back.
Oh, absolutely.
You know.
And I think, Homer himself is, he's a bit of a dimwit.
He's an idiot.
He's an idiot.
He's a lovable idiot.
And but he, you know, he loves his family.
He does.
He does whatever he can for his family.
He has these moments where you're like, are you fucking for real, dog? And then but then he also has those moments where you can see that he really does have a deep love for his family.
Absolutely he does. Yeah. Yeah. And I think the, you know, the same can be said for Marge.
Yeah.
And, you know, while the kids kind of like, you know, are brats, obviously.
Yeah, they're normal kids.
They're just relatively normal kids. They get into some crazy shenanigans.
Yes.
But, you know, they all do love each other, don't they?
Yeah.
But I guess the biggest thing is, like, this is probably one of the most iconic families
ever.
On television. Longest running sitcom.
Yeah.
Longest running everything, yes. Pretty much. Yep. And it's kind of like, it is, like you said it before, it's one of those things that, like, as soon as we decided what the subject was,
yeah,
like, well, of course you've got to talk about The Simpsons.
Of course you do.
It's like the only one that kind of really popped up and went, yeah, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Has to be that.
Yeah.
So good pick.
Thank you.
I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Thank you for that.
Look, there's so much you could, like, we could sit here and we could talk about The Simpsons forever.
We don't need to,
but
though.
We don't really need to because everyone's seen it. Everyone knows what it's all about.
Yeah.
We could probably, hey, maybe we should have made it about the Mill Houses.
No. Absolutely not.
Okay, definitely not.
Maybe the Flanders.
No. Nope.
Flanderses.
No, also not the Flanders. It's pretty much just The Simpsons.
It's just The Simpsons.
Anyway, that's a bloody good pick. So look, before we get any further, it's about that time.
Yes.
For us to take a break.
Okay.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We're back for more family drama. It's not really drama.
Just
for more family.
Family.
This episode
is keep saying it. Family. Yeah.
This episode is the Vin Diesel family meme version of Comic Confidential.
That's right.
Mind you, a family in itself that exists as a family unit.
Yeah.
But cannot get their shit together enough to all get together and do an episode.
Yeah.
Families.
Sad times.
Man. Families. But hey, we're here.
We're here.
And we're talking about bloody families. And I think it's my pick, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's your pick.
Okay. Because I want to talk about a family.
Oh God!
I don't even know if you'll even know what this is. Have you seen the movie Bloodsport?
Nah.
With Van Damme?
No.
Of course you haven't. It's from 1988.
Okay.
Okay. Now let me tell you a little story about the Tanakas.
Oh, is this the one with the twin brother?
No.
Oh. You told me
that's
about
Double
a movie.
Impact.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
No. So. So this is blood. Okay, look, basically all that happens is Shidoshi Tanaka and his wife, Mrs. Tanaka.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want you to get confused. Shidoshi is not his first name. It's his title as a karate master.
Wait, can I just ask you, is Shidoshi Tanaka Jean-Claude Van Damme?
No.
I was going to say, that is wildly inappropriate, but okay, go on.
No, but basically they were kind enough to take on an awkward, you know, terribly accented teenage boy who broke into their house just to steal a sword. Mm-hmm. And they took him in.
Yeah.
And they said, you know what? I see the good in you. I see the promise. We're going to use you as a punching bag for our son Senzo because we want him to be a great martial artist.
Oh my
and
God.
We need someone for him to punch on. So they let him come over and have teas and sort of learn karate, but through being beaten up by their son. However, once their son died, Shidoshi Tanaka took on young Frank Dukes as his own son.
Wow.
And you know what happened?
He turned into Jean-Claude Van Damme.
He was already Jean-Claude Van Damme by this point. And he won the kumite. The whole goddamn thing.
Wow.
And he beat reigning champ Chong Li in the process.
Well, I thought you were, when you were saying reigning champ, I thought it was going to be like reigning champ was his name.
Look, I know we've got Shidoshi Tanakas champ. And Frank Dukes. And no, but Chong Li was the reigning champ. And he couldn't have done any of this without the love and guidance of Shidoshi Tanaka and Mrs. Tanaka.
Wow.
You never see his own parents. You don't know where they are. They might not even exist.
Wow.
He was just a young immigrant boy from Belgium probably or somewhere. And they're just like, you know what? You're in. And hey, he won the Kumite.
Look at that.
So, you know what? Hey.
Good on him.
And not only did he win it, but according to the blurb that pops up at the end of the movie, he won it for 5 years in a row.
Wow.
And he won 329 matches. And he was undefeated in all of them. And holds all these records.
Wow.
All because of Shidoshi Tanaka. Thank you to one of the greatest families of all time.
That's the power of family, man.
That's the power of family. Not even their own son, which he makes mention of many times. He's like, I can't teach you karate, boy. You're not my son.
And then
Jean-Claude Van Damme's like, well, look, to be fair, I've been here a long time.
Mm.
28 now. I came here when I was like 10.
I've got gray hairs.
And your kid is dead. So it's time to move on. And they did.
Wow.
And won the Kumite.
Beautiful.
It's a touching story. It's a touching story.
Yeah.
About the Tanakas. So there you go. A little bit of history of one of the most underappreciated families.
Oh, sure.
In movie history.
Yeah.
Please bring us back on track with your next pick.
Well, mine's also a touching story.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard of this family.
Sure.
I'm certain that you have.
Probably.
The Starks of Winterfell.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the beloved Game of Thrones.
Yes.
The disgraced
book series.
Game of Thrones.
The beloved Game of Thrones book series.
Yeah.
Even though it's not called Game of Thrones. I know it's not called Game of Thrones.
Do not
at me on any of the socials.
Nah, at him.
Because I know what it's called.
Do it.
but the TV show, yes.
Yes. Yep. They are the best and only family that you'd want to belong to, I think, in Westeros.
Yes. You could make an argument for maybe the Tyrells.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe,
yeah. They were fairly wealthy. They lived in a nice garden-y place.
Yeah, and you know, like no one seemed like to be a murderer.
Well, Olenna was.
Sure, but like, you know, only for her own family.
But nicely.
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 She did it in a nice way.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I mean, these guys, they were beautiful, wintry, medieval vibes until they all started dying.
Yeah, which was most of them.
So
rich. But then none of them,
just
really.
About everyone. But here's the thing. Yes, they should have taught their youngest how to zigzag.
Absolutely, they should have.
But this family managed to produce four monarchs, a creepy, mystical, all-knowing story keeper.
Yeah, we don't talk about Bran here.
And the savior of the world.
That would be
Arya Stark.
Jon Snow.
She. Anyway.
We're talking about Jon Snow.
Fine. Arya Stark. But they did pretty good.
You know what they did really well is they took in a bastard child that neither of them – well, okay, so Eddard Stark knew – but they took on a bastard child and they just said, you know what, you're one of us, boy. Even though you're a Snow and you're not, you know.
But he was also family.
He was also family.
Yeah.
Not like he wasn't taken in as well as, like, say, Dominic Toretto would take you in if you're an outcast.
I think he was, but okay.
Well, he wasn't because
he was raised in the castle.
Mom didn't like him at all.
Well, she thought
Catelyn
that
Stark.
He
was
Catelyn? Some. Yeah, Catelyn.
Yeah.
She thought that he was just some, you know, tavern wench's child.
Yeah, and she bloody hated him.
Yeah,
look,
she did.
Letty
she did.
Would never.
Letty would never.
Letty would never do these
Letty
things.
Letty would never. Snow. Never. But they also took in Theon, who was not even theirs.
Well, that's true too.
They raised him.
But they fucking fucked up there, didn't they? But they probably shouldn't have.
Well, and technically he was a hostage, but it's fine.
All of these things don't matter because they're super iconic.
They're super iconic.
And for the most part, they're good.
Yeah.
And look, Eddard Stark, probably one of the best dads ever.
Yes.
Apart from, you know, having been portrayed by Sean Bean. So he was always going to
naturally.
Die.
would have to die.
He's going
to
die.
Yeah.
But yeah, pretty good dad.
Yeah.
The mum was fine.
She was good to the kids that she liked.
Yeah.
You know, and then the blatant kids, favoritism aside.
The kids sort of got better as they got older.
They did.
Everyone hated Sansa Stark.
Yeah.
Right up until always.
Always.
maybe a bit of a redemption arc in like season 7 or something.
Sure, but we don't acknowledge those later seasons as much.
No.
Because, you know.
But yeah, look, they did a pretty good job. Is that a family then that you would actually want to be a part of, do you think?
Yeah, probably.
You'd want to be a part of that family.
Well, if somebody was like, you've
they
got to
lived
be,
in tragedy like for decades.
If somebody said to me, you got to go to Westeros, pick a family, Starks.
Okay. What if like, though, you're like, those Lannisters are pretty rich.
I don't want to fuck my brother.
No one does.
I don't want
But
to.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you got to take one for the team.
You got to take one for the team. You know what I mean?
No, I'm good.
Okay, fair. I agree.
I was looking at Troy just then with such trepidation, like, would you fuck your brother?
I mean, look, is it Jaime Lannister? Maybe.
Oh, God.
I can't guarantee I wouldn't. But probably I would rather also just be with the Starks or maybe some obscure family that doesn't get involved in all the bullshit and get brutally murdered all the time.
Yeah.
Especially the guys. Yeah. So, you know. The girls, don't have a good... Well, Rob gets murdered.
Yeah.
And bloody so does Thingo. Eddard.
Yeah. And Rickon.
Catelyn. Catelyn. And Bran is shit.
Bran's just like a tree bird.
So if you want to be a tree bird...
But he's also the king.
Join the Starks. So, yeah, I don't... He's not my king. Not my fucking king.
Not my king.
All right,
go on.
Okay. Look, I am going to... finally bring in a little bit of controversy here.
Okay, here we go.
Now, probably even more controversial with recent, keeping in mind recent events that have happened. I'm talking about the Huxtables from The Cosby Show. Now, I've already got a look from you, so I can imagine, you know, what the internet might be feeling. But I don't care because
let's separate art from reality.
Yes,
yeah?
Exactly. And, you know, Cliff Huxtable isn't Bill Cosby. He's just portrayed by Bill Cosby.
You don't say that name here.
Well, we can bloody say Bran. Look, I'm not putting Bran in the same level as Bill Cosby, but I'm also not putting Bran.
I might in for the Hodel. Same.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Look, I'm not talking about Bill Cosby at all.
No.
Regardless of all that, this is a show that was still on air for like 8 years.
Yeah.
It had like over 200 episodes or something.
Yeah.
And just the family unit. And again, this is like I'm talking about an upper class family.
Yeah.
That, you know, probably doesn't have the struggles that like a lower middle class family might. Sure. But what they do have is some pretty decent family values.
Yeah.
And they got a good dad in Cliff.
Yeah.
Not Bill Cosby, Cliff.
Cliff.
Cliff Huxtable.
Yes.
And a great mum in Claire Huxtable.
Yes.
And then, you know, they've got like kids coming out of the
wazoo. Yep.
They got 5 of them.
Yeah.
And they managed to raise them all to be successful.
Yeah.
Except Rudy, because I don't think you ever get to see Rudy grow up.
I don't think so either, actually.
Because she comes in as a kid.
Yeah.
But she seems to be relatively well adjusted.
She's fine.
Yeah.
She's okay.
Exactly. And I think if you can, you know, like if you can take a kid like Theo Huxtable, who, you know, from the very first episode, didn't even care. He thought making $200 a month was great and he just wanted to be a bus driver.
Mm.
And they turned him into a University of New York or an NYU graduate with a degree in psychology.
Look at that.
I think you're onto something.
Wow.
And who doesn't want a dad that wears... Cosby sweaters, just sweaters.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You know?
No, it's okay. Yeah, I get it. I did, you know, I did consider the Huxtables when I was doing this and then selfishly I couldn't move past the Cosby thing.
Look, Bill Cosby, he's an animal. That's fine. I mean, we're not here to discuss any of those sorts of things or any of the politics surrounding it or whatever. But we're talking about the TV show
the TV families. Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think the Huxtables are a great family.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And fuck Bill Cosby.
Fuck him. Don't.
But you know. Continue before I say something.
Anyway, so okay, I'm going to bring us back into the land of film.
Film. I like it.
Film.
Yes. Who have you got?
Okay, so I struggled with what to write as the name of this family.
Sure.
And then I settled on the royal family of Wakanda.
Okay.
And then in brackets, I've written the Panthers.
It's not the Panthers.
It's not the Panthers. I was going, what's their name? And I'm like, the Charles? No, they're not
That's
Charles.
That's not how it works either. is his full name T'Challa Panther?
I don't. I feel like if his full name was anything, it would exactly be T'Challa Panther.
Look, they might not have surnames for all we know.
Yeah, well, it's not mentioned.
I don't think it ever is.
It's not.
Look, I can't recall comic book information like that.
No.
Whether they've ever mentioned a surname or anything. Somebody can look it up.
Yeah, somebody let me know. Like, what's their last name?
Pause this podcast and go have a look and, you know, does a last name exist for T'Challa and T'Chaka and Shuri and the rest of them?
Mm.
Let us know.
Is it Panther?
It's definitely not Panther. we'll settle on the Wakandans. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I
like
just,
the Simpsons,
the royal family of Wakanda. Yeah. So I love them. I love their vibe. I love their effortless, loving, fun interactions with each other. Angela Bassett, she's just freaking queenly mum goals. And I just think that everybody also needs a Shuri in their life.
Yeah. Also super rich.
Super
which I feel
rich.
Like is becoming a theme for some of these families.
Well, when you just don't have to worry about money, you can concentrate
on
a little
love.
Bit more on love. That's right.
When you don't have the stresses of not knowing how you're going to pay the bills this
yep.
month, you can just love your kids more.
100%.
We've all been there, pal.
Yep.
Yeah, look, no, good pick.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, look, I mean, as a family unit goes, sure there's a lot of pressure on the son.
Yeah,
to become
course.
The Black Panther.
Yeah.
See, Panther. Well, yeah, it's not a surname.
The Black Panther.
Look. We are getting into some troublesome territory
so
with
sorry.
Some of these picks. But all the technology that they have, they're all obviously, you know, obviously super smart, well adjusted. Not like that bloody Killmonger.
No.
You know what I mean?
I mean, what a freaking psycho.
I wouldn't want to be on the Killmonger family. The
no,
Killmongers.
The Killmongers.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mongers.
Or the, what's he, what is he, the Jaguar?
Is he?
Yeah, I think so.
The Jaguars.
The Jaguars.
Killmonger Jaguars, his name.
This is like a like some sort of bloody Friday Night Lights thing. Like the Panthers versus the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Look.
Who would win in a fight between a Panther and a Jaguar?
Like a street fight?
Yeah.
How much prep time do they have?
Zero.
Ooh.
Chuck them in a, like you just let them out of their cages.
Going with the Panther.
I'm thinking Panther as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is just a cooler name anyway.
Yeah, Wakanda forever.
Although Jaguar is a cool car. Panther, anyway.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It definitely
no.
doesn't matter.
No.
Good pick.
Thank you.
I like that family.
Oh, thanks.
And I would definitely be a part of that family.
Cool.
I just want a pet rhino that you can bloody turn into a weapon.
I just want a super awesome science lab.
We all do.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Hey, have you seen a TV show called The Goldbergs?
No.
What?
What's The Goldbergs?
Oh, my God. The Goldbergs is about a family called The Goldbergs.
Is it about Whoopi Goldberg?
It is definitely not about Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, man.
But what it is about is it's about a young kid called Adam Goldberg.
Yeah.
And him, it's basically his outlook as he grows up with his family in the 80s. Mm. So it's very 80s centric.
Is this like a recent show?
Yeah, it's still going.
Oh.
Started in 2013.
Okay.
I'm still going now, 8 seasons strong.
Probably explains why, because I had my first child in 2013 and my life ended.
There you go. Yeah, fair. Yeah. But basically, it's kind of followed by him, and Adam is kind of, he's obviously just a kid in the show, but he is, it's narrated by a Patton Oswalt as him as an adult. So he's kind of looking back on his memories as, again, we're not talking about the show itself, but, you know, that's kind of how the show plays out. And he's got his dad, Murray, mum, Beverly. He's got Barry, his brother, Erica, his sister, and his uncle, grandpa, Pops. And it's basically, look, it's just a really, like a really good unit. Like the sibling rivalry is obviously very strong.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they always come together to help each other out. Aww. And, you know, the mum, Beverly, super, you know, probably borderlining overbearing. But every single thing she does is because she loves her kids.
You got to love that.
You got to love that.
Yeah.
And Murray's the typical dad. He's the dad of the thing, but he's a good dad. Aww. And that's important in this particular setting. Not also in life.
Always, yeah.
But, you know, but a good mum is also important.
Yes.
But you know what I mean? So the Goldbergs, I guess what I like about the Goldbergs is probably more the fact that they exist in the 80s. But because they exist in the 80s and they're like, it's not like they're uber successful or anything like that, but they seem to do pretty well because Adam has pretty much every fucking cool toy you can think of that existed in the 80s.
Yeah.
This kid has it.
Yeah.
From full Optimus Prime Transformers to game console was popular at the time as the show progresses to the Castle Grayskull toys to all of it. Yeah. Video cameras. He's making movies. It's based on the kind of like the real life growing up family sort of vibe from the creator Adam Goldberg.
Yeah, so they must be doing fairly all right for themselves. It was a simpler time, but you know.
Yeah, it was a simpler. Well, the 80s, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You can't look at, you know, today's prices and go, yeah, we could definitely do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love that family.
Aw, that sounds super cute.
I'm trying not to talk about the actual show, but the show is really good and you should probably check it out at some point.
Okay.
But yeah, as far as the family unit goes, iconic.
Yes.
And that's what we're here for.
I love that.
All right. You got anything else? What else you got?
I do. I've got probably like one more and a couple of honorable mentions.
Sure. I got one more and a couple of on-mens.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Well, I've got the Pritchards, Dumfies and Tuckers.
Of course.
From Modern Family.
Yes.
The extended Modern Family family.
Yes.
The Pritchard, Dumfie, Tuckers. Yeah, they're awesome. They're an amazing extended family. It's really great to see the dynamics between like all of the different members because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
And like the love is always there with those guys and the hilarity of seeing these people navigate the complexities between like having such an extended and blended family.
Yeah.
I just love it. You know, Claire, similar to the mum in the Goldberg, she's borderline overbearing.
Yep.
You know, and Phil, he is just a little bit of a dum-dum.
Phil might be like just having a quick look at my list and just remembering the list that you've given.
Yeah.
Phil might be the dad that you want. Like he might be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He might be that guy.
Yeah.
It could be Philip Banks, maybe.
Maybe.
We won't throw Cliff Huxtable in there for reasons. And Dom doesn't count as a dad, technically.
Yeah.
Although he should,
okay,
mind you. Yeah.
So I think, aggressive about it.
I think Phil Dunphy might be the dad.
I think he's the dad. He's the dad of dads.
He's the dad of dads.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all the kids, they grow up and they're off doing wonderful things, all of them.
Absolutely.
So, you know, even...
I never really saw the end. Like, I never saw the last sort of maybe three seasons. Yeah. I did watch a lot of it.
Yeah.
But I didn't carry on all the way through.
I think I haven't seen the last season.
Sure.
But so far, they're all doing really well for themselves.
Excellent. Well done.
You know, and it's got like adopted kids in there and it's got kids that have come in much later and I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
You've got a French bulldog that hangs around.
Yes.
Which is great.
Because pets are family too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
My final pick is, it's not really a family you would want to be a part of necessarily. It is just... It's one of those kind of iconic families that I kind of had to mention just purely because for me, especially for a long period of my life, and I have also dropped off from this show quite some time ago, I'm talking about the Griffin family.
Oh, Family Guy.
Yeah.
Of course.
So Family Guy came around almost at that perfect time where The Simpsons was starting to get like shit.
Yes.
Like not shit, but it was definitely starting to stale. Like, it had been around for 10 years by that point.
Yeah.
And Family Guy came out in 1999.
Mm.
And it was just like The Simpsons, but adult.
Yeah. Right? And I think that kind of that original target audience of The Simpsons were getting to an age needed something a little bit dirtier and a little bit grittier.
Exactly. And I think because of that, like, this, the show has, like, it just hit that perfect time.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're now talking about a show that is still going.
Mm.
So we're talking about 19 seasons. We're talking about, you know, 350 plus episodes, whatever. Yeah.
Like The Simpsons, it has dropped off in quality a little bit.
Oh, of course, yeah. Look, and I mean, I personally haven't watched it for probably the last, I would hazard to say, if there's 19 seasons, I haven't seen maybe 8 of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's been some time.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're talking about iconic families, I think you got to talk about the Griffins and you got to talk about Brian the dog.
Yes.
You know, probably might be TV's greatest dog.
I feel like you are the Brian the dog of our family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not sure how to take this yet. Okay. Better than being the Peter or the Chris? Yeah. Definitely better than being the Meg.
Yeah.
Who's the Meg of the family? Go on, I'd say that on air. It's Cade.
Cade is both Peter and Meg.
Cade is Peter in looks and Meg in every other possible way you could be Meg.
Yeah.
He's the butt of everyone's jokes.
Yeah.
He's barely around.
Mm.
He's sometimes wears beanies. I've seen
Does
him wear
he?
A beanie.
Yep. You've seen it?
I've seen it.
Well,
it exists.
It happens.
Needs glasses.
Yeah.
Ugly.
Aw. Aw. Has several chins.
But anyway, yeah, so great family, great iconic family. And like I said, probably, I don't know if it's necessarily the family that you'd want to be a part of. And while everyone does kind of, you know, they all get along apart from the fact that everyone hates Meg.
And Stewie wants to kill his mother.
Well, he did for a while and then he kind of grew out of that and just did whatever it was
Weird
that
things,
he was
whatever
doing.
He's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Stewie and Brian get along really well.
They do.
So there's a lot of good things happening. I just don't think, you know, nobody wants to be part of a family where you all drink like Ipecac syrup or whatever and then spend the next half hour spewing on the ground.
Bless.
As an example.
Mm.
Well, your dad's always off fighting some like bloody chicken. You know what I mean?
I love the chicken fights. I love them so much.
Lois is a good mum though. We'll give her that.
She is. She does get occasionally aggressive.
Yeah, no, occasionally she's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
And everyone hates Meg.
Everyone hates Meg and everyone forgets Chris. Poor Chris.
Yeah, Chris gets included in more stuff though because of Peter.
Yeah.
But everyone hates Meg.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're going to take away from this is that everybody hates Meg.
Shut up, Meg.
And yeah, shut up, Meg. And Cade is the Meg of this family. That's all we need. What are your honorable mentions then?
Okay, so one that I felt like I had to mention was the Pars from The Incredibles.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
It is one that crossed my mind.
They're a super family.
They are a super family.
I love it. And, you know, they name their kids after their superpowers they didn't even know that they were going to have.
That's weird,
isn't
it?
It's a little bit weird.
Or, yeah. They didn't wait, did they? Although what they call that new one?
Jack-Jack.
Jack-Jack, that's not really a...
He's power, a jack of all trades.
Oh, my God. You've just blown my mind.
Yeah, and Violet, who turns invisible, is a shrinking Violet.
Yep.
Dash needs no explaining.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I figured it out about the two older kids, but yeah, you got me with Jack-Jack there.
Yeah, yeah, he's a jack of all trades.
What else did you have?
Okay, so this is not a repeat, guys. It's just a similar name, same name. It's the Starks from the Avengers. They love each other 3,000.
Oh, that goddamn kid. No, get out of here.
No, it, Tony, Pepper, Morgan, and I'm including Happy.
You should include Happy. You should get rid of Morgan and you should only...
I'm not getting rid of Morgan. Give her all the cheeseburgers.
Get rid of Gwyneth Paltrow.
I will sacrifice Pepper. and we will have Tony, Morgan, and Happy.
Not Pepper Potts. I just need you to get rid of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, okay.
I was talking about this.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we'll get rid of Gwyneth Paltrow.
If you could write that down,
okay,
that'd be great.
And you know what? I might even bring Peter Parker in too, because how cute.
Sure.
Yeah.
Extended family. And that, well, you could really include the Avengers.
You could include everybody, really, but I am talking about that central little family unit that, you know, they come together at essentially what is the end of the world, and then
disappear and hide in a cabin.
They hide in a cabin, and it's they have their beautiful little family moments, and it all turns to shit, but she's going to get cheeseburgers, so it's okay.
That's all you need.
I'm really
kids,
sad.
Hey, if your dad dies, all you need is a cheeseburger.
All the cheeseburgers.
Okay, sure. Not just one cheeseburger, all the cheeseburgers.
That's right.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I just had a couple honorable mentions there, and that's what I wanted to. Oh, wait, no, I did have one more. I also didn't know how to name this family.
Sure.
I've just called them the Turtles.
I have no idea where this is going.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, sure, of course.
They're brothers.
Yeah.
Raised by a rat. They kick ass. They're ninjas. They look out for each other.
Splinter was his last name. His first name was Master. So yeah, they're the Splinters. That's not true.
No, I don't like that. No. It's, you know, it's Michelangelo Turtle.
Splinter.
No, Raphael Turtle.
Splinter.
I hate it.
Leonardo Splinter, Donatello Splinter.
No,
we know the Ninja Turtles. It's
Turtles.
Fine. That's a good pick. And to be fair with you, it's not even one that crossed my path.
Yeah.
But I like it, and I wish I had used it.
Aww.
Because that's a really good pick.
Thank you.
They're all bros.
They're bros.
They're going through the same shit. Yep. They're all mutated turtles.
They don't
they're
even
teenagers.
Mind that they live in a sewer. Like, they just make the best out of it.
And their dad is literally a rat.
He's a rat.
But they don't care. They don't care that they're from, like, they don't know where they're from, really, sort of. I mean, they know their origin story, but whatever.
Sure.
They don't know who their parents are. They were turtles at some point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, their dad is super cool
with
them just all being, like, teenagers.
Yeah.
You know? He kind of, like, yells at them sometimes, but mostly it's just Michelangelo.
Well, that's because Mikey's a little bit of a shit, but I love him.
We all do.
Yeah.
You hear that, Michelangelo Splinter? We love you, pal.
It's Michelangelo Turtle. They're the Splinter Turtles, hyphenated.
Hyphenated, sure.
Yeah.
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 The rat guy got divorced from the turtle lady.
Yeah.
That's how they had those kids. I don't know where this is going.
Respect to her, so Splinter Turtles.
Sure.
Imagine if your name was Michelangelo Splinter Turtle.
I can't.
I want to meet somebody. If you're a Splinter Turtle,
oh my God,
reach out at us.
Well, look, hey, but as you say that, do reach out and let us know what your TV or movie families. Look, it's just pop culture. You can pick really whatever you want.
Mm.
We haven't decided how to name this episode yet.
No.
But it basically is TV and movies.
Yeah, so, it's so basically TV and movies.
Basically TV and movies. So let us know what your favorite family in pop culture is.
Yeah.
If we haven't already named it. If it's one that we've named, we already did it, pal. Stop trying to steal our thunder.
That's right.
Yeah. Pick
and
your own
and
things.
You know what? Let us know of your Comic Confidential family, you know, vibes.
Which one is Meg and why is it Cade?
Which pop culture family are we?
Oh, okay, sure. I thought we already figured it out.
And why is it Meg?
We're all Megs. We're a family of Megs. That is going to do it for today, though.
Yes.
We'll be back next week with a brand new episode, which I believe is going to be a Black Widow. Not 100% sure.
Mm.
By the time we talk about this, Black Widow is about to drop.
Mm.
So it might be that. We'll bloody well see, won't we?
We will.
In the meantime, if you like what you've heard, why not do one of these things? Hit the subscribe button.
Mm.
Leave us a review.
5 stars.
Tell a friend.
Yeah.
Any of them. Or you can just join the Facebook listener community by searching the Comic Confidential listener community on Facebook and just getting your multiple daily dose of Vin Diesel family memes.
That's right.
Because if you haven't had enough on the rest of the internet, you'll be fucking done by it by the time you join this group. If you want to get in contact with us or just join in on the conversation, the links to all our socials are in the show notes below where you find this episode, where you pressed play initially, probably. And finally, Comic Confidential, this is going great, is part of the CC Radio Network alongside other great shows like The Countdown with Paul and Wayne and Believe, hosted by Cade, Meg, Moya. Head to ccradio.com.au to check them out. Rachel?
Yes.
I've got one word for you.
Mm-hmm. Family. Family.
And if I can think about it, if I remember, I'm going to remove that, me saying it, and I'm going to make Vin Diesel say it in that point.
Ooh.
May not happen, but imagine, just imagine Vin Diesel just said that word. Wow. That is it, though. Thanks, everyone, for listening. As always, I'm Troy.
I'm Rachel.
And this has been Comic Confidential. Family. I'll make that one Vin Diesel, too.
Thanks.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.